Some leaders probably shouldn't be leaders. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And you know what? Some people just aren't a good fit for the leadership job and probably should be demoted or terminated. The reality is, for every 15 to 20 supervisors, there's usually one or two who aren't up to the challenge, and they're holding back their team from achieving more. The interesting thing is that given the chance to step into or back into an individual contributor role, many of those struggling leaders would gladly go back to being a worker. Of course, it might mean giving up a little bit of compensation, but in their mind, it also reduces quite a bit of the stress. So what are the signs that a leader is struggling and might not be up to the challenge? One sign is that they don't seem to care about their job or their team. They're constantly being negative or indifferent. Another sign is they don't support any of the company initiatives. Whether you like them or not, the leader's role is supposed to support the objectives and direction of the company and its senior leadership. And in all honesty, if you can't get behind where the company is going, you should seriously look for another job. The third sign is that they don't have an interest in improving. A leader needs to always be looking for an opportunity to gain an edge, to help boost their team's performance, and that means examining their own behavior to identify how to get better. A subpar leader with no interest in self-improvement should step aside to allow someone with more motivation to step up. So what should you do if one of the leaders in your organization fits the three criteria I just mentioned? First, have a frank discussion with the person and be specific about the behaviors that need to improve. Second, ask the person for their perspective. If they're willing to own up to the need to improve and willing to work hard at it, support them. If not, you're on your way to replacing them with someone better. Third, acknowledge progress, and if there isn't any progress, take the next step and demotivate or terminate the leader so that you can get someone in the role who has a greater commitment to excellence. Now, what if you have a lot of leaders who are exhibiting the negative attributes I listed earlier? Then you might need to look in the mirror. Likely their behavior is a reflection of their manager. Training can help improve overall skill set, and sometimes after the training, you'll see who's willing to grow and develop and who sloughs off the need for change. Almost all problems at their root are leadership problems, and therefore nearly all solutions are leadership solutions. So make sure you've got the right people in leadership positions and then develop those leaders continuously. We'd love to partner with you to create a high-performance leadership team. And of course, you can do that by having us involved on-site with you, delivering our frontline leadership program. Why not connect with other like-minded leaders in one of our social media networks, on Twitter, on Facebook, or on LinkedIn? I look forward to having a leadership conversation with you.